broadcasting live to Dublin on 1323 kHz, 227 metres medium wave and 92 MHz VHF. You're listening to Radio Annabelle. If you're on shortwave on a Sunday morning, good morning to you. 6280 kHz is what you're tuned to, and you're listening to Westside Radio International. Annabelle coming through via recorded relay from Prince Terry and the lads out at Westside. Thanks very much for that. On the programme this week, we've got an extract from the memory banks of Radio Leinster. We also have some interesting Radio Caroline promotions and jingles from the 60s and 70s. We also have the recording of Sonic Independent Radio that we didn't have time for last week, and your calls on 746390. And by the way, before we get started, the recording of Downtown Community Radio that I played last week was actually dated Sunday the 25th of May in 1980. Five and Annabelle, the beat in the heart of the city, live from downtown Dublin, tripping back to 1973 for Moth the Hoople and number one song for them in that year called Roll Away the Stone. Well, how are we going this week? Did we hear some interesting things on the radio? If we did, why not give us a call, let everybody know about it. Anyway, we're going to go back in time to 1984 and tell you what was happening around this time last year. The week started off on a fairly good note radio-wise when Capital Radio gave away a holiday for two in the south of France in their Odyssey Travel giveaway competition. That same night saw the Evening Herald report that Nova would be picketed the following morning by four NUJ journalists laid off because the station was supposed to be facing liquidation as a direct consequence of the RTE jamming. Meanwhile, the station continued to be wiped out on FM throughout the week. Meanwhile, the station, the first week of February 1984, it was during this week that DCR had a break-in at the North Frederick Street premises with most studio equipment stolen or rendered unusable. On Saturday, February the 11th, Radio Dublin Channel 2 began its downhill slide when a notice was pinned up in the studio by Managing Director Eamon Cook. It stated that he had sold full control of the alternative service to two Channel 1 disc jockeys who intended closing the station down on Sunday, the February the 19th, to reopen with new studio equipment on the 27th under the new call sign of FM10. And that day also marked my last appearance on the station when I saw that. And on this day last year, Radio City, the station that had been running test transmissions from the Green Cinema, closed when the owner of the 200-watt medium wave outlet took it back, which is as good a reason as any to close down a station as far as I can see. 7 past 5 in Annabelle, 746390, 2468 Tom Robinson. Tom Robinson and the band from 1978, so that's an amazing track from them called 2468 Motorway, which goes down a bomb at a disco. It's ages and ages since I played it, and I threw it out at a gig there a couple of weeks back, and it went down great. Keep that in your collection if you're ever stuck with a nasty crowd that won't dance. Anyway, back to the radio. What we're going to do for you now is to take you back to the early days of a guy that's now on Q102. It's a guy called John O'Hara, who used to be better known as John Young on Radio Dublin.
First off, with that lovely song from the current top 40, Peter Bryson and Roberta Flack. And tonight, I celebrate my love for you, followed by that one from Al Stewart and You're the Pussycat. And they were both for Sheila. And Sheila, there's another record coming up for you in just a moment, so you stay tuned in and don't fall off asleep. Get your head out of the bucket of cheese, for God's sake. Now, these are the people who are thinking of taking part in the marathon. Yvonne and Anto. I wrote these down myself and I can't even read them. Paolo and Pado, I think it is. Paula and Pado. Vera and Brenda. Karen and Paula. Comes in from a friend. Marie was on. She wanted to say hi to Jennifer and James, Damien and Suzanne, Caroline, Brian, Margaret and Tracy, and also for Marie. Hi to Annette and Lee, Elizabeth and Gary, Rose and Liam, Sharon, Derek, Audrey and Malty, I think it is. Comes in from Audrey. How are you, gal? And hi to Audrey, Rosie, Sharon, Elizabeth and Imelda. And John from Tallow is on the phone. He says that we're to say hi to Sharon, who's sick in bed. Sharon, you are no good to us in bed, no matter what John says. Oh, get up and about, for God's sake. Heavens above. Did you change your sheets this weekend? Oh, you dirty thing. And hi to Marie and Margaret, and also for Tracy. Comes in from Tracy in Cabra. 758684 is the number. You'll be waiting about a half an hour for your request, so just you stay quiet and stay calm, and we will get round to it. Don't you worry. This one is for Sheila. Oh, she's going to get a giggle out of this one.
Yes. I went to my apartment on Monday at 1, singing to lolly, lolly, shaky bum, shaky bum. Started moving in it on a Tuesday at 2, singing to lolly, lolly, shaky do, shaky do. Wednesday at 3, I called the phone company, singing, hey, baby, put a phone in for me. Thursday at 4, he came a-knocking at my door, singing, hey, baby, I'm your telephone man. You just show me where you want it and I'll put it where I can. I can put it in the bedroom, I can put it in the hall, I can put it in the bathroom, I can hang it on the wall. You can have it with the bush, you can have it with the ring, and if you really want it, you can have a ding-a-ling. Because, hey, baby, I'm your telephone man. Keep away that minute. No one other fellas call you, tell them how it all began. Well, come here. My heart began to thump and my mind began to fly, and I knew I wasn't dealing with no ordinary guy. So while he was talking, I was thinking up my plans, and my fingers did the walking on the telephone man, singing, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, get in any way you can, right? So, I got it in the bedroom and I got it in the hall and I got it in the bathroom and hung it on the wall. I got it with the buzz and I got it with the ring, and when you told me what my number was, I got a ding-a-ling, a singing, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, hey, lolly, lolly, just to do a nice thing.
Boy, that's something else. Telephone man. I got it in the bathroom and I got it in the hall. When he told me what my number was, I hung it on the wall. Marion Knowles, what in heaven's name are you ringing up the station for? Marion, one of our disc jockeys in here. She rang us up, gave us her name and phone number. We don't know what she did it for. I think she's gone mad. She's been on the booze all weekend, I tell you now. She got a free crate of booze there last week and she hasn't been seen since. Now, hi to Liz Cassidy, who's madly in love with Noel Began in Palmerston. Liz, you shouldn't be saying things like that. You'll get a big head now, won't you, see? Good on you too, anyway. Hi to all the gang at the corner. From this also for Philip. From Margaret, Marie, Tracy and Alan. What blooming corner? No point ringing up and saying hi to everybody at the corner. Don't tell us what blooming corner it is. Good evening to Christopher Lamb, who's in Mountjoy, comes in from his wife Audrey and his son David. Good evening to you, Christopher. Sorry about that letter again, I'll be reading them all out next week. Now, the two lonely girls, Lisa and Miriam, they're looking for two lonely boys. So if there are two lonely guys out there, perhaps they'd give us a ring here at the station. And also, I have another message here. If those girls are still listening in, perhaps they'd give us a ring here at the station as well. Where are we? That's that. If James Redmond is listening, hurry up and come to the station. I feel like the postman or something here with all these things. For Karen and Bernard, Susan and Liam, messages see you during the week. Comes in from Karen and Sue in Gulak. How exciting. Are you being good tonight, Karen and Sue? Can I come down and visit you after my show, can I? Mm-hmm. Will you be ready for me? Oh, good. I bring my friends, can I? This is him singing now. You don't mind him coming along, do you? He's very nice. Very deep, sexy voice. And he's not bad on the ukulele. In fact, we're both not bad on the ukulele.
5:17 on Radio Annabelle. John Young on Radio Dublin. It's not really that long ago. That was recorded on Sunday, the 18th of September, 1983. John, of course, as I said, now working for Q102 under the name of John O'Hara.
Jared Rowe. Playing all over Dublin. Now.
I think, for Brian Connolly and the Sweets, and a track called Fox on the Run. 20 minutes past 5 o'clock, Radio Annabelle, medium wave VHF and shortwave across Europe through Westside Radio International, and 746390 is our phone line. The government revealed its plans for local radio again this week, but as usual they have problems even before anything can be done about it. Now these latest proposals, which were slightly confusing in the press reports, but from what we could make out, they reveal sort of a two-tier local radio system. Now these proposals were brought up before separate meetings of the Fine Gael and Labour parliamentary parties during the week. Now what they're talking about, they propose to set up fairly large independently run provincial stations. Now these are proposed with up to three of them in any one area. I don't know what the size of the area is, but that's the idea anyway. You've got three big ones and you have a network of smaller little community run stations, or so they say anyway, to cater for the local radio concept thrown in the more local areas. Now RTE's involvement, for what we can gather, is to be limited to a 25% share in one of the provincial stations, although no one seems to know exactly what the extent of their powers will be over the smaller community setups. Seems like an interesting idea. It's certainly a new one to me anyway, but I'm not sure whether it'll work or not, but in any case it doesn't look like we'll get the chance to find out, since the Labour Party don't agree with RTE's minor role in the plan. They want the national network to have a bigger slice of the action, so it's apparently back to the drawing board all over again. But this time, at least, the basic foundation seems acceptable. So let's just hope that they don't go and build some sort of radio disaster network on top of it, and keep an eye on the papers over the next year or so and see what happens. It's amazing how they got away with stuff like that in the early 70s, isn't it? Alvin Stardust, but I must admit I like it. That's called You, You, You from 1974, the same year that Sweet were doing Fox on the Run. Seems to have been a good year for our poppy music. Had made it for the week or so and then faded away again, and nobody ever thought of them ever again. Except Al Alvin seems to be doing quite well for himself these days. 25 past 5 in Annabelle. Here's the recording of Sonic Independent we didn't get out last week.
Gerard Rowe.
Single from Kim Wilde, it's called Water on Glass, and from a debut album simply entitled Kim Wilde. 3:36 on the combined broadcast of Dunleary Community Radio, on the short road for the first ever time this weekend, and Sonic Independent Radio. And right here in Dublin, you can listen to us on 228 meters medium wave. Of course, we don't mind where you're living, especially all those lovely Wicklow people out there. How you doing? We're going to play the next one especially for, well, all the old-timers around, okay? And especially everyone in Bray who's into Tom Jones. That's right after this ad break.
Best beaches. Best discos.
Lots of fun.
Fabulous nightlife. Fast Track, adventure holidays for the 18s to 35s. Fast Track Camping Tours, phone 868-121. Astrid Camping Tours, phone 868-121.
When it comes to plumbing, let the experts look after you. R.J. Murray can handle all your plumbing requirements. They'll install solid fuel and oil-fired central heating, fit all types of domestic appliances, insulate your attic, and arrange the government grant. When you call in R.J. Murray, you call in years of plumbing experience. And R.J. Murray operate an emergency service all day Saturday. R.J. Murray, 29 Duncairn Avenue, Bray. Telephone 868863 and 972229, unit 3943. R.J. Murray, the plumbing experts.
Wick, Davenport.
By anyone. It's not unusual to have fun with anyone. But when I see you hanging about with anyone, it's not unusual to see me cry. I wanna die. It's not unusual to go out at any time. But when I see you out and about, it's such a crime. If you should ever wanna be loved by anyone, it's not unusual, it happens every day. No matter what you say, you'll find it happens all the time. Love will never do what you want to. Why can't this crazy love be mine? It's not unusual to be mad with anyone. It's not unusual to be sad with anyone. But if I ever find that you've changed at any time, it's not unusual to find that I'm in love with you. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Moving along with a brand new one from the Commodores.
Yeah.
Taken from the album In the Pocket. And that's the Commodores. Featuring Lionel Richie on lead vocals. On the Tower of Motown label, it's Good Sounds on Sonic and on Lyric Community Radio on 228 meters medium wave band. Rick Davenport. Ride with you until 5 o'clock. Back in time to 1975, this Super Summery Saturday on Sonic. And the sound of the Bellamy Brothers. Let your love flow.
There's one stretching the memory for you, going back to the 1st of August 1981 and Sonic Independent Radio, your friendly local independent on 228. And the disc jockey we're listening to was Rick Davenport. I wonder what happened to him. Haven't heard him on the radio in a long, long time. If Richie is listening, Richie, could you contact us immediately, please? We have a message to pass on to you. And you better get ready for a court case as well, because the right-hand tape deck has just mangled up my Tony Allen jingle, so boy, am I mad. 23 minutes to 6 o'clock, that is a real classic golden oldie back to 1969 for Shirley Bassey and the theme tune to the James Bond film Goldfinger. And if Richie is listening, Richie, call us. I'm not really going to sue you, honestly. I'm just a slight bit upset, but not that bad. Anyway, now for those Radio Caroline jingles we promised. Have a listen to this.
Tune to the voice of peace and good music. Coming live from the North Sea all through the night on 259 meters medium wave, the voice of Radio Caroline.
And now special light from the United States of America, Bong Crosby and the Android Sisters.
You better stay tuned to 259. We're rocking on, darling, at Christmas time.
Caroline,
Caroline and me amigo invite you to sail away on an ocean of love.
Love
24 hours a day, Caroline and me amigo sailing away on the love ship. And we'd like you to join us. It's easy. Just climb aboard the love ship and sail away.
Climb aboard the love ship and sail.
Get into the LA habit. Think positive. Think loving awareness.
Hello, darling.
Hello, darling.
Beware! Keeping you love and peace of mind, Caroline.
Loving awareness is a simple concept. Just treat people in a loving way, a positive way.
The Man File.
From the Caroline Roadshow.
The Caroline Roadshow draait onder andere met de Caroline DJ's Roger Matthews en Stuart Russell. Voor boekingen telefoneert u in België het nummer 051-209-8006.
Loving awareness, Radio Caroline. Loving good music, Radio Caroline.
There's some classic early Tony Allen voiceovers for you there on those particular jingles, Radio Caroline jingles from the 60s and 70s. We have to say hello to a couple of people. Say hello to William Moore and Teresa Brazel. That's what it looks like here anyway, and we're sure that's what it is. That came in from Declan Collins, who called us in a few moments ago and said to say hello to you. And sure, you know us and Annabelle, we try our best. No sooner said than done. 1974 yet again. It's just pure by chance that they seem to be coming out 1974 today out of the record pile. Barry Blue had a track from him called Miss Hit and Run, and we're playing that for Declan Traynor, who just called up to say hello to all the crew out at Starlight Radio and to say hello to Jackie as well. So hello to everybody out there. I don't think Starlight is on the air these days, but here's hoping for the future anyway. Maybe you might manage to get it back. I was listening into Robbie Dale on Sunshine last Thursday, I think it was, and heard him talk to an FM listener in Carlo who had entered his Question of Time competition, and that struck me as being not bad at all. That's a fair old trip out for the 101, and Peter and John can take a bow on that one. Now, they probably know about that, but one they won't know about is that a friend of mine is a merchant seaman, and he gave me a reception report for Sunshine. He was listening to Sunshine on medium wave on board the MV Leinster, which at the time was anchored outside Rotterdam Harbour off the coast of Holland. So that isn't bad going at all. If anybody is listening out in Sunshine there, he didn't write it down in a report because he didn't realise the significance of the thing, but he did actually pick up Sunshine on medium wave off the coast of Holland last week. Not bad going indeed. Radio Annabelle, all gold Annabelle on Sundays. And here's one from the Stones, Get Off My Cloud. Hey, hey! 1965 for Mick Jagger and the Rolling Stones, and a track from them called Hey You, Get Off My Cloud. Donald Green's on the phone. Hang on a sec. Donald, I'll be back to you in a few moments' time as soon as I get myself sorted out. Now, I told you this week I would have a memory of Radio Leinster. Now, we have a very interesting one for you. This is a recording of Vincent Stewart. Now, if you're an early radio fanatic, you might remember back to Vincent Stewart with the Radio Late Show on Big D around about 1978. Now, he left Big D soon after it moved out of its site on St. Stephen's Green West and generally started to slide downhill, but he resurfaced 3 years later on Radio Leinster using the name Vincent Connell.
22 minutes before 9 o'clock on Radio Leinster, and we'll dedicate this next piece of music, which incidentally is rather quiet. We've dedicated very, very specially to Gordon Somerville and also Danny Hughes, not forgetting Justin James, Daphne Mitchell, and indeed myself, who are all recovering from an incredible night last night at the Country Club down in British Bay, where we had a super night. The Radio Leinster disco, of course, was out in full force down there last night. It's by the Orchestra of St. John Smith Square, and it's conducted by John Lubbock. Eine kleine Nachtmusik. Places to eat once again, and we found the Bianconi Grill, which is in the Royal Hibernian Hotel in Dorset Street, excellent. For a good meal there, in between £6 to £8 wouldn't be out of the question. For example, if you want roast chicken, and oh, their horseshoe gammon steak, by the way, is out of this world. French fries are rather nice and not greasy. Then nip down to the Bianconi. I think you will be pleasantly surprised and very, very happy with the result. It's in the Royal Hibernian Hotel in Dorset Street. This one from Albert Hammond. And he says, when I'm gone,
will you take good care of everything? Will you keep wearing your wedding ring when I'm gone? And when I'm gone, will you take out all the photographs? Maybe spend a moment in the past. Out to hold me tight and keep me inside my memory from now on. And I know that we said we needed time apart, but your love keeps pulling at my heart, pulling strong. Will you miss me in the night? Will your arms reach out to hold me tight and keep me in your dreams, in your heart, in your life? Sometimes I wanna run to you like lovers do when love.
Albert Hammond. Actually, I don't know quite who's responsible for this, but somebody left a book here, a book of dog and cat jokes. There's one which caught my eye. It says here, did you hear about the naturalist who just succeeded in crossing a bulldog with a Plymouth rock hen? And the answer is, of course, no, I didn't hear about the naturalist who just succeeded in crossing a bulldog with a Plymouth rock hen. And the reply is, the hen promptly laid 6 poached eggs. They get worse, they really do. A super view of a Dublin bay this evening. Quiet. Calm sea. It almost invites you to go swimming. Well, that's a bit wet, isn't it? No, I think I'll just stay here and do the program. Good evening, Dublin. How are you? Nice to have you along. Welcome to the weekend.
That's a recording of Vincent Connell on Radio Leinster, which we play for Brian and Donald Green in Bayside, who rang in during that. We had a grand old chat with them about the early days of Irish radio. Vincent left Leinster to join Radio City Liverpool, where he presented the breakfast programme up until it was either early last year or very late the year before, when he was fired for sleeping in the station foyer to ensure he got up early enough for his programme. He appealed against the dismissal, and testifying at the case that followed, his producer told of how he used to sprinkle cold water on Connell's face to keep him awake on the air, which sounds very interesting indeed. No way you got to hold out a radio program doing that. Here's Elton John and a track from him called Daniel, taken from his greatest hits. Elton John and a track from him going back to his early days called Daniel. I think that's just about it. It's, what, 1.5 minutes or thereabouts away from 6 o'clock. Time for me to pack the sack and hit the track. Just before I go, some bits and pieces to tell you about. Capital Radio had a low-power FM signal back on 95.8 during the week. At least I think it was them. It might have been a relay, but I have sort of a suspicion it was Capital back. And ex-Capital Radio presenter Aidan Stewart was heard on Q102 yesterday. John Hughes, X-Radio Dublin, Shoreside Radio, ABC Tremor and Westside Radio is now on Radio West in Mullingar. Boyneside Radio, we are reliably informed, are looking for a transmission site somewhere around the Kells area to extend their operations. If you have a patch of land up there, get in contact with them, they might have a use for it. And happy birthday to Roger Lane of Sunshine Radio, who added another year to the tally yesterday. That's it for me for this week. I'll see you all again next Sunday at 5 o'clock. Until then, stand by for Billy. Joe Rowe, goodbye, good luck, good listening.